Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Josh Rountree. You can follow me on Twitter. JROWN32 is my Twitter handle. Matt Harkins producing tonight. We're going to talk in about 10 minutes with Jonathan Peterlin. He covers the Browns and Cleveland sports for our sister station, 92.3, The Fan. They didn't get all that creative when they started to name sports talk radio stations. I'll admit that. And I love that we're 93.7 The Fan. I think it's a great name. But it seems like most stations, Matt, are named The Fan, The Ticket, The Score.
The Game.
And The Game, yes. Those are, I think, the big four, if you will. That's the Mount Rushmore of sports talk radio station names. The Fan, The Ticket, The Score, and The Game. They pretty much said if it's the thing in sports, we want to put the in front of it and then that word. Speaking of the word the, did you see this story about Ohio State? That they have officially trademarked the word the. This shouldn't be allowed. You should not be able to trademark a word. Now, they can't copyright it, because it's a word, but they put a trademark on the word the. So I suppose that they can benefit financially by people using the on Ohio State type materials, I guess is the point of this. This shouldn't be allowed.
This is ruined.
You can't claim a word for crying out loud.
I would love to hear Jeff Hathorn's take on this.
Jeff probably disagrees with me. Actually, no, I think common sense prevails with Jeff over his love of Ohio State. Have you ever been to Columbus?
I have not.
It's an all right city. They got the zoo. They have a brewery hotel there that I went to.
I want to go to that.
It was fantastic. I highly recommend it.
I've heard good things.
A keg in the room. A mini keg in the room. And next to the shower, a fridge next to the shower that was stocked.
I've heard very good things.
If you're a fan of, and this is just pure, I mean, I'm not giving their name because they're not paying me to do that or paying us to do that. But you can probably look it up and figure it out. But it's just outside of Columbus. It is, for somebody like me, it is kind of heaven on earth. You walk in, they have a brewery, restaurant. Next to it, they have the hotel that's connected. You can bring your dog, which I love.
The smell of hops in your room when you wake up.
Yes, yes. You get a free beer upon check-in, and then you get free stout and cookies before bed at night. And then in the morning, they have beer mimosas for free. I mean, it's a magical place. I feel like I'm doing as good of a job selling them on probably as anything I have to sell here. But Columbus is a good time. But this is absolute lunacy that Ohio State University, and I won't even call them what they want to be called because that's how outraged I am by it.
We should just refer to them as Buckeyes all year. Just don't say Ohio State. Just call them the Buckeyes.
No, don't even say the Buckeyes. Just
Buckeyes.
Yes. Buckeyes win 31-17. There is an arrogance to Ohio State fans, is there not? That is an arrogant fan base. When you talk about college football fan bases, Notre Dame probably tops that list. That's probably the most arrogant, I would say. Ohio State's probably not too far behind. Hathorn's going to kill me. I'm never working again. I'll never cover anything again.
You're working late shifts.
Jeff is
overnight.
Here's the thing, though. Jeff is not you would not know that he was an Ohio State fan. I mean, he went to Ohio State, so he has reason to be. But how many people are there that are like arrogant Notre Dame fans that never went to Notre Dame? They're like, oh yeah, I'm Irish, so that's my team. Or I'm Catholic, so that's my team.
What does Alexander say? Half of Notre Dame fans can't find South Bend on a map.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to South Bend. Nothing to write home about, that's for sure.
I've heard it's kind of overrated.
Oh, it's not even overrated. There's just there's nothing there. I mean, it's just a small little town in the middle of Indiana. But that's got to be the most arrogant college sports fan base, right? What's second on that list? Is it Ohio State, maybe? Is it Michigan, even?
That's what makes that rivalry so great.
Because they're both just
Ohio
arrogant?
State, Michigan? Yeah, it's the arrogance
because
rivalry.
Because they both think that they're better than everybody else, including each other.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But I will say, I think Ryan Day is a really good head coach. He's an elite head coach, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I'm not saying that they're not successful. I'm just saying that they're arrogant about it. Duke basketball is the same way. Like, Duke basketball has an arrogant fan base, but they're also very successful.
I'm curious to see how fast they turn on Shire.
I don't know. Who's number two on that list, Matt? What is the second most arrogant college fan base?
Notre Dame, it doesn't matter.
There's a lot of people in this city that root for the team here that would probably save the team in the central part of the state.
Yeah, but that's just football. Like, Notre Dame, it's every sport. So what would be second
that
is arrogant about every sport?
That has to be the number one on the list, though, is Notre Dame.
By far.
But I don't know about number two. That's interesting. We might have to open the phone lines later to see if people want to chime in on that.
You might get some SEC schools like Bama or Florida.
Yeah,
maybe.
But Bama's earned the right to be arrogant. That's the thing. Notre Dame hasn't.
That's true.
Notre Dame can't brag about anything right now. When's the last time they won a national championship? Bama's won probably 10 since then. Or 8,
very true.
Maybe. 6, something like that.
If
you're Bama, I grew up a fan of an SEC football team that's not Bama, and I have every right in the world, every reason to hate Bama. But I'll admit, they can be arrogant because they win every year. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know that arrogance and the SEC are kind of go hand in hand.
That's probably true.
I think that's more of a northern thing.
But I have no idea who the second school would be.
Yeah, I don't know. Tweet me about it. JROWN32. Let me know. What's next to Notre Dame? And we're going on the presumption here that Notre Dame is the most arrogant fan base. What's number two? I'd like to know.
Texas?
There is an arrogance about Texas. But they've also won a national championship.
They have.
Semi-recently. There's definitely there is an inflated ego with Texas. I'll give you that. There is an inflated ego with Texas. But I don't know. I would maybe say Ohio State's number two. But again, they've been very successful too. So that's puzzling. Michigan might get in there.
I'm curious to see what responses you get.
Oh, I am too. JROWN32. That is my Twitter handle. Let me know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.